Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I'm so happy to have you back here this morning, and I know that the little time we're going to spend will not be for nothing. It will inspire you to know that you are very important in this generation. May I tell you this morning, I am your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Doyle, and I want you to really understand that you are a special person in this generation. God created you for a divine, for a purpose. It wasn't a mistake for you to come into this earth. But I want you to understand, until you discover, discovery leads to recovery. When you discover who you are, I'm talking about you in person. When you discover who you are, everything about you will change. The greatest teacher, Jesus Christ, discovered who he is. So when he discovered, he just targeted what he wants. And he completed his mission. People like Martin Luther King, they discover who they are. And they just target what they want and complete their mission on earth. Just look at other great people who have made history. Their main aim is to just come and do what they were called to do on this earth. And you look at their characteristics or their futures, you discover they are fearless. People who know who they are fearless on this earth. They do what they come to do and take responsibility that follows about it. Jesus was meant to come to rescue the world or to save the world, but what happened at last? He knows that the only way he can save the world is to die. What did he do? At the age of 33, just look at his age. You understand what I'm talking about? He went for what he was being created for. And he was fearless. Even God himself didn't even want to rescue him from the dead. If God wanted him not to die, he would have sent angels to just come. Or even God himself would just send his hand and just pick him up. But because he knows his mission on earth, he fulfilled it. People like Martin Luther, Mama and Daddy, all these people know what was their mission on earth. My friend, what is in your mind? Why are you always scared? It's because you don't know your mission on earth. The very day you begin to discover who you are, I'm telling you the truth, you are fearless. You don't care circumstances. You make use of circumstances. Do you understand me? You take advantage of every place you are because you know your mission on earth. You don't even be afraid of death. Death has no power over you, my friend. Can you walk this walk of great minds, great men that has passed through this? People who understand and discover who they are, they are strong and they do great things. Do you understand? You were being created for a purpose. You were being created for a purpose. Jesus asked this question. Okay, he said it. Jesus asked his disciples, who did he say I am? You can't answer the question. And he also asked, he asked them again and said, who do you think I am? They can't even answer the question. Only Peter answered the question and said, you are this, the Son of God, is it? It was only Peter that had the revelation that this is not an ordinary man who came for a mission. That even at the completion of his mission, nobody should cry. Do you understand? Can you grow up spiritually now? Can you grow up that every situation you find yourself today is not a mistake? It's for you to learn something out of it. It was recorded that that is how it will be. Some people will disagree with me, but I'm telling you the truth. If it comes to strengthen you. That situation you're finding yourself is to strengthen you, is to make you know something, to learn something and grow over it. It is time for you to begin to cross your crossroads. It is possible to have a blessed day if you have your mindset that you were created for a purpose. Now, my question for you, who do you think you are? My friend, who do you think you are? My next question is, why were you created and sent to this earth and not sent to another planet? There are other planets, Jupiter, Mars, and all those things. Why didn't God, the Creator, send you to that place? Other planets exist apart from Earth. Things are happening over there. If your eyes are open spiritually, why are you still alive? That is another question for you. And what are the thought of people about who you are? That doesn't matter. The thought of people about you doesn't matter. The thought of people about Jesus doesn't matter. The thought of people about me doesn't matter. It is the thought of you. What you think about yourself is who you are. So I am who I am, what I think about. The sum total of all that I think about is who I am. I am a child of God. That is what I believe, no matter the situation. And I came here for a purpose. And I'll live here to a better place. Do you understand? If you have this mindset, you will have a blessed day. It is possible to have a blessed day. It is possible. It is possible to have a blessed day.
And by faith we can see it all.
It is possible. Check that your situation and see what you are going to learn from it. What do the Spirit wants you to learn from that situation? You can fix that problem today. Because the power has been given to you. The very day you were created, everything about you, about your success, about your greatness, is placed inside of you. You are the captain of a ship. You can lose that weight if you want to. You can become that thing you want to become. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. You can become that great person on this earth. You can. Don't allow people to talk you down. Listen, it's time for you to be free. You allow people to put you in chains. The devil comes through people. The devil comes through human. It's a spirit. It walks into the life of people and brings you down. That is not who you are, my friend. That is not who you are. That situation can never define who you are. Jesus, I don't know why he asked his disciples. There must be something. There must be a reason why he asked his disciples. Who do they think I am? Because he was convinced that they don't even know who he is, that he's the Messiah. If you read the stories of people like my Martin Luther King, read the story of all this, sometimes people didn't even know. When they were kids, they didn't even know that this will become a great person on earth. Do you understand? You are a great person. You have been sent into this world for a purpose. Can you begin to discover that purpose? Begin to look at that purpose. You're going to find it out. You don't need to pursue someone else's purpose. Your own. When you finish your work on earth, you will leave. Let this mindset be in you. A great man says, for to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. He knows his purpose on earth. Your purpose on earth is not just to come and eat and drink and jump and all. No, there's a reason. Maybe God wants you to save the life of a family. Maybe you were created on this earth to save a nation. People like Jonah was created for a purpose, to save the life of Nineveh. You are one. One person in which has been sent into this world to transform something nobody knows. But you can only be that if you realize who you are. You are a great person, my friend. You are a man and woman filled with potential. There are people that are handicapped. Are even handicapped, they are making great things. They are inventing things. There were people that were blind and deaf. They still have a remarkable place in this life. Do you understand? Every man, every woman has come into the world was created for a purpose. Begin to discover it today. You are so important. Discover yourself. For they that know themselves shall be strong and lucky. They are unstoppable. Let me read this from El Nightingale's book. It says, let me tell you about a successful person. A success is the school teacher who is teaching school because that's what he or she wants to do. A success is the woman who is a wife and mother because she wanted to become a wife and mother and is doing a good job of it. A success is the man who runs the corner gas station because that was his dream. A success is an entrepreneur who starts their own company because that was their dream. That was what they wanted to do. Now, let's go back to the definition of success. Who succeeds? The only person who succeeds is the person who is progressively realizing a worthy idea. It is the person who says, I am going to become this, and then begins to walk towards the goal. You are a success. Okay, when you discover who you are, discover it really makes you. No matter what it takes, just find out who you are and stick to it. Let's share the news together. Let's share it together.
There were times when we
And thank you for fellowshipping with me this morning. I want you to understand that you have been created into this world for a purpose. I will give you an assignment. I just know for you, even listening to this radio show, that you really want to do something great. You really want to leave a legacy on his head. It's a movement. I want to welcome you. And I say, be my partner, be my friend. As we are going on a revolution, this is a movement, a revolution of transforming or changing our mind or directing our mind to what that is really important. When we are able to do this, we beat every depression, we defeat every devil, we defeat every demonic forces that wants to distract our attention on what we're supposed to do. You have been created into this world for a purpose. And the very day you discover who you are, I'll give you an assignment. Just go and just read a little about Mother Teresa. She discovered her assignment on earth. She discovered it. And she created an impact, a legacy that will never be forgotten. You can be like that. Don't think you are just in this earth just to live, drink, eat, and die. No, 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 no. You are in this on this earth. When you finish your purpose on earth, you live to a better place. So how are you able to go to that better place is how you live your life on this earth. You live your life of love to people. Live your life of love. Love to everything you see, even the animals, even trees. Your love matters a lot. You live your life, a life of a blessing, a life of valuing people on this earth. A life of doing good to people. They that do good will find good. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Begin to change your mind. Begin to watch your mind, guide your mind. You understand what I'm telling you? Begin to think of the good of this world, the earth, how God created it. You understand? What is in your mind every day? Is your mind just to eat, just to drink, just to die, just to party and all those things? That is not how it is. There is something greater than that. One of the things you need to place in your mind always is love. You got to love one another. You got to love your neighbor. You got to love your community. You got to love your friends. You got to love people. Do you understand? When that love is in you, you now find blessings of love. You got to love your wife. You got to love your husband. You got to show love even to your animals. You got to think love. You got to think of God and what, think of that thing God created you for. There are people who needs you, who needs your blessings, who needs your speech, who just need you to clap hands, who just need your smiles. Friends, I want you to understand it's time for you to discover who you are. When you discover who you are, every other thing will come to you. Because that is what God places inside of you. God wants you to complete your mission. He is there to back you up. Maybe your own is to feed the community. Maybe your own is to help the drug addicts from coming out of it. What is that purpose that God has called you to be? I just believe that you will tune in into this radio every day, every time I'm on in the air. Invite people, make them to understand this is a movement. You can become the next Martin Luther King. You can become the next Mother Teresa. You can become the next Jesus to save lives. You can become the next Moses to deliver. Come on, friend. You can become the next Elijah. You can become the next. Listen, God, you were being created for a purpose. Begin to find it out. Even if it means you spend money to find it out, find it out. Even if it means you to take time to have your quiet time, find it out. Because you will give account of everything. If you have been told to do it and you don't do it, God will ask you. You will give account of it. Account of your gift. You don't use that voice to bless people, you give account for it. You don't use that power to help people, you give account for it. It is time for we to work together and see this world and make this world a better place. Because we are the world to make it a better place. When we live, when we finish and accomplish our work like Jesus accomplished, he left and still prays for us. It is time for us to win and define what is success in our life. Definition of success today is doing what you are called to do, doing what you will be sent to this earth to do. That is the definition of my success. I'll see you again tomorrow morning by the grace of God. I'll see you again. I'll see you again. As long as I live, I'll see you again. But for to me, to live is Christ, to die is what? Is gain. Do you understand? Do you understand, friend? I will see you again tomorrow, and I want you to know have a blessed.